I am excited to share with you Quantum Life Mastery School. This is what we offer through Amplify Impact Academy, among many other trainings. However, this is our gold standard training. This is the training that allows you to become one of the top 1% of coaches in the world. That as a master practitioner, once you complete this training, you will be able to guarantee your results in writing to your clients, because you are working with neurology and they will no longer be able to do their problem after you've rewired that neurology. Through this Quantum Life Mastery Schools, you will get 4 designations: as a master practitioner of NLP, a master practitioner of timeline therapy, a master practitioner of hypnotherapy, and a master practitioner of NLP results coaching. And throughout this program, we build on the learnings as you go through the practitioner training, as well as some personal growth trainings to get to that master practitioner level. And this work is so powerful. You will literally, in just working with clients for 10 to 12 hours, transform their lives. And even better, this isn't just for coaches. We call it Quantum Life Mastery Skills because this is literally life skills. We've had people come through that want to be better parents, better partners, better leaders at work. One fellow came through because he knew the power of mindset with his golf game. He wanted to improve his golf game. When you do this work for yourself, your life improves, regardless of whether you're a coach. And the ripple effect of your life improving and up-leveling yourself has profound positive impact on your family and loved ones as well. So check out the link in the show notes to the Amplify Impact Academy Quantum Life Mastery School. Imagine getting up every day full of energy as if you were in your 20s again. What would that be like? What would that be worth to you? What is your health worth to you? Think about it. Your health isn't everything, but without it, everything else is nothing. And yet too many of us are taking it for granted until something goes wrong. No one wakes up hoping to be diagnosed with a disease or chronic illness. And yet we've never been taught how to be proactive in our health through our school system or public health. As a registered health coach and integrative health practitioner, I believe it is time this information is made available to everyone. Combining new knowledge around your health and the ability to do my functional medicine lab tests in the comfort of your own home will allow you to optimize your health for today and all your tomorrows. Don't wait for your wake-up call. Welcome back to another episode of the Don't Wait for Your Wake-Up Call podcast. I am Melissa Dealey, your host, and today I have with me a wonderful, wonderful colleague and friend, Marty Winder. Welcome back to the show, Marty.
Melissa, thank you. It's so nice to be back here and to have this time to talk with you.
Yes, I'm excited because, you know, your business has evolved since you were last on the show. And so this is going to be an entirely, you know, different or up-leveled conversation. However, I just want to introduce you to the audience for those who didn't see your last episode. Marty is the go-to divorce coach for high-achieving individuals. She is dedicated to supporting people in taking control of their separation and divorce to reduce the emotional and financial costs of the process. And we all know that can be an emotional drain and very pricey. And so you are such a godsend in this work, Marty. And Marty offers over 30 years of experience helping women and men navigate the challenges of high conflict, complex, and high asset divorces. Marty is an ICF and BCC executive and leadership coach, certified divorce transition and high conflict divorce coach, and credentialed distinguished mediator in Texas. She founded Positive Communication Systems, LLC, and hosts the podcast The D-Shift, Redefining Divorce and Beyond, and the summit series Real Divorce Talks. Marty is also a best-selling author, speaker, and trainer. And what isn't on that bio is your most recent accomplishments and certifications of being a master trainer of NLP, neuro-linguistic programming, timeline therapy, hypnotherapy, and NLP results coaching. So You have a lot of credentials to your name, and I love how you continue to up-level yourself in order to give your clients the best possible experience navigating something that nobody ever wants to go through, and yet it happens so often. And so I would just love for you to share how the work that you do for yourself, you then translate into helping support your clients.
Well, I have followed you for a long time, Melissa. We've known each other for a few years now,
Yes.
and I dabbled, and I'm going to use that word, yes, dabbled in NLP probably 20 years ago, maybe a little bit even further in the past, but more from a NLP as a conversation tool, a communication tool standpoint. And I find it's very effective. Even and we all use NLP stuff every single day, and we don't
Yes.
even realize that we're doing it because it's just kind of become a part of mainstream communication conflict resolution kind of trainings. And so I started really looking inwards in the last, I'm going to say my husband passed away in 2017. So I would say after that, it's kind of been a little bit of an exploratory journey for me. I did a lot of things at 55 and now up to 62 that I hadn't thought I'd be doing. I started a yoga practice. I, started meditating, all these things that probably in my 30s I would have poo-pooed and laughed at doing. I probably did maybe tease people a little bit who were doing that then. But now I just feel like it's like almost like coming home to yourself when you start doing this. And I completed the training through Amplify Academy, Amplify Impact Academy, and through you and Billy. And just really, I felt so empowered through that training and the skills, the techniques, the breakthrough that I got to experience with my training partner was amazing. And I'm hoping to continue to keep building on that and keep bringing that kind of clearing and focus and clarity to my clients post-divorce.
Absolutely. And what a great way to help your clients, because going through divorce at the end of it is, you've got the weight of all the stress of the divorce proceedings off your shoulders. And then people get to a place of, well, now what? Who am I now? Right. And so that's where I think this work can have so much value for you to share with your clients as they figure out who they are as themselves, this individual that is no longer attached to another person, and who do they want to be, more importantly? How do they want to show up now for themselves, for any children, for whomever else is in their lives? And that's where this work and the breakthrough process is so powerful.
And I think you're absolutely right. I was just talking to financial and retirement planning professional. And one of the things that I said is that a lot of times when you're going through a divorce, especially the kind of divorces I work with, these are not, I don't typically work with couples that are very amicably going through their divorce. This is going to be moderate to extremely high levels of conflict. It's almost like every morning you get out of bed and you put on your shield and your armor and you're ready to do battle every day, and you're just sitting there dreading opening your email because there's a letter, like another rant from your ex or your attorney or somebody else. And sometimes you get through that, and then there's just this void, and there you're right. It's this part of, okay, what am I battling now? Because the divorce is finalized, and I'm not sure what I want to do. I'm not sure where I want to go. I'm not sure where I want to be. And I think more importantly, if it's been a difficult relationship, there's all that negative goop and icky
Yes.
stuff and limiting beliefs and limiting decisions that you're bringing forward. And to really be able to be the best part, the best version of yourself in the next part of your life, you have to let all that stuff go. And that's where that, you know, timeline therapy and doing all that work around your values and everything can really help you just let go of those limiting beliefs, negative emotions, and be fully present for yourself moving forward.
And in letting that go, it's literally releasing a weight. Because our unconscious mind is storing all of that negative emotion, all of the memories of the triggers of all of that or the cause of all of that negative emotion, as well as the limiting decisions in every cell in our body holographically. And consciously, you may not have a memory of every single time that you were made angry or frustrated or sad or whatever through this entire process. However, the unconscious mind stores it all. And it creates a weight. It creates a heaviness in the body. It creates a cloudiness in our mind. And when we release it, we feel lighter and we have that clarity in our mind to be able to confidently move forward. This is what I want. This is who I am. This is how I want to show up.
Right.
And the beauty of this work, too, is that we don't have to talk about all the crap that we went through and relive it because the unconscious mind already knows what happened.
Right. Yeah.
And I'm sure that helps your clients because they've been through such a horrific experience and, you know, such an antagonistic, you know, battle, as you call it. They don't want to talk about it anymore. And how nice is it that we actually have a way to work with our own unconscious mind and release it all without having to relive it.
Well, and I think that I'm going to say this over and over again, probably today, because I just believe this so much. And I believe this for years, that the stories that we keep telling ourselves, how terrible the relationship was, how it was all the other person's fault. I did the same thing when I went through my divorce. So I was divorced and then my second husband passed away. But when I went through my divorce, it was, you know, for 6 months, it was 100% his fault. There was no, I was the saint. There was nothing I did wrong. I did everything right. And that is simply not true. Now, I didn't do anything huge and really neither did he. We just kind of, you know, grew apart. But it's that victim mentality that is so appealing to just sit there. I know you guys talk about Victim Island and Solution City, and it really is letting go of that version of ourselves where we are, you know, we're just this poor little waif standing out in the wilderness and everything's being done to us. The longer we stay thinking like that, the more we stay that little waif that doesn't know what to do and can't control life and just is at the, you know, at the whim of the world. And that is so disempowering. And once you let go of that and step into, I'm going to take control of myself. I'm going to make decisions, good, bad, or otherwise, and I'm going to own it and be responsible for it. That's when we really get, we get that inner light, I think, that just kind of like comes forward and people are like, wow, you know, you really know what you want to do because we're clear. We're not sitting there being pushed around by others.
Exactly. And it's at that place where we choose to take responsibility and choose to recognize, okay, you know, I did have a hand in this. It wasn't all me. It wasn't all him. We both had a hand in this, and I can take responsibility for the fact that I had a hand in getting myself here, and I can take responsibility for getting myself out of here.
Yes.
And, and that is the beauty of recognizing that. And then, you know, timeline therapy is such a great first step because we clear the past.
Yes.
Right? In moving forward, we got to clear what's no longer serving us. So we clear all those negative emotions. We clear all those limiting decisions, which brings that clarity so that we can move forward. And I love that you offer this to your clients because, you know, there's a million divorce coaches out there. And what sets you apart is the fact that you're not only helping them get to that place of, you know, signing the documents and agreeing to part ways, you are helping them then set up their life for exactly who they want to be moving forward,
Right.
as opposed to them floundering around for the next year, 2 years, attempting to figure it out on their own and not realizing that these tools and resources are available to them.
Yeah. Or taking all that negativity and all those beliefs into a new relationship and then
Yes.
wondering why. And I think this is very true. If whether it's a marriage or whether it's just a dating relationship, if you can see a pattern, or if your relationships are not lasting, even if you can't see the pattern, there's probably a pattern there. And
Yeah.
if you don't do something to change it, it's just going to happen again. So yes, I really believe that you can't cognitively think yourself out of some of these issues because we can't see it because we're looking through all these lenses. Our lenses are all clouded and covered. And once we start clearing all that stuff, you're right. We don't have to think our way through because we can just make those programming changes, and then we don't have to worry about it. It's done.
Exactly. And I always say we can't think our way out of the problem using the same neurology that created the problem in the first place. And I don't know, some famous person said that long before I did. However, I fully agree, especially with the understanding of the fact that our conscious mind only makes up 10% of our mind. That's our
Right.
thinking mind, whereas the unconscious mind is the 90%, and it has access to all of the resources. And we set the goal in the thinking mind. And then we let the unconscious mind go and get the resources in order for us to achieve that goal. And that
Right.
literally comes back to we can't solve the problem with the same neurology that created it. We have to change something, reprogram it, learn something new, et cetera, et cetera. Now, you mentioned something else earlier that I want to come back to because it's so important. And I know this will be great work that you do with your clients. And that is aligning values through divorce. So I would love for you to talk about how you work with clients and envision working with even more clients in this process.
Well, I believe that in a relationship, in a healthy relationship, you are going to be accommodating to your partner, and your partner should be accommodating to you. So it's really a give and take.
Yes.
But over time, not but, and over time, you can start to s not consciously, but you can start to push aside some values that are very important to you. Especially if you're trying to keep the peace, you're trying to appease the other person. And so slowly over time, your values are kind of like a tide. They're kind of washed away, and maybe somebody else's values and belief system has kind of come in to be your reality. So I see that working with my clients in really getting clarity on what are their values again, and bringing them into their world in a really meaningful way, so that let's say they want to have a better relationship. Well, what are those values around a relationship that you honor and you believe in? And then let's get those locked in as your values. And then you can start attracting people that have similar values, because I do believe we gravitate towards people that have similar values, because we know values drive behaviors and that drives outcomes. So the more that we can get clear on our values, the more that things just seem to fall into line. Things just seem to come into sequence, come into the world. And I really think this is kind of at the heart of manifesting. You know, you can sit around all day and have the value of or try to manifest love in your life. But if you don't value love as one of your top values, it's not going to happen. So you've got to get things in the right order, in the right place, so that you can start having these things brought into your life.
Absolutely. And I love that you have the tools to be able to do this now and for people to understand that we can have a long list of values. However, the unconscious mind has a lot of jobs to do, including running your body and keeping you alive and keeping you safe, et cetera, et cetera. And so it's really only giving juice to the top five values of each of the different value categories in our life. Like we could have business values, relationship values, parenting values, health values, et cetera, et cetera. And so, to your point, we need to make sure that the top five values in our relationship values are what we really want it to be in order to manifest the type of relationship that we're calling into our life.
Right. And values are always those positive ones, right?
Exactly. And as you mentioned a moment ago as well, in terms of values, they have a value criteria, a ladder, and we are asking the unconscious mind. You're talking with your client and accessing through their unconscious mind where their values are at right now. And they may not be where they need them to be. And therefore, you have the tools now to shift their values into an order that actually will serve them moving forward into a new relationship, and then be able to attract other people who have similar values, because it is that law of attraction, right? Their energy changes as we shift the values. Those values are attached to beliefs that are attached to behaviors. And so often coaches might, be coaching people through, well, let's change this behavior. Let's do this differently. However, it's so much easier to change it using the unconscious mind at the level of the value, because that then changes beliefs they have about themselves. And every value can have up to 50 beliefs attached to it. And then every belief can have up to 50 behaviors. So the way you do this work is so fast, because we change the value that has the ripple effect of shifting, automatically shifting the belief, and the behavior just naturally changes. And people are like, huh, that's not how I would have behaved before. How fascinating that now I responded this way.
And it really is that, it really is that fast. It is amazing how quickly this happens. I've had clients that I had one client just recently. We did the values hierarchy. We worked on everything. She wanted to, we determined that she needed to shift a couple that weren't in her business values category, that weren't there. And within a day, she called me and she said, "You won't believe this, but I have met with this person who has this tool that I know that I need," because she was missing some of the system stuff in her business. And within a day, she had that in place. And here's the weird thing, Melissa, that person had been in her sphere of influence for years, but she never realized that she needed that. And then once she recognized that was the gap, that was the value that was missing, she reached out, she contacted that person. It was a quick fix for her business. It was done, and she's off and running. And she said, really, she had never even thought of consulting with that person because she was more focused on the marketing side rather than the system side. So it's simple how, it's overly simple how easily this can work. But boy, the results are there.
And they're powerful. And so often we hear, and I know you hear it, well, that was easy, or it can't be that easy. And then that's a program that it has to be hard. And it doesn't have to be hard. And what we love to say is, if it's hard, you're using the wrong tool for the job. And we've got tools that allow it to be easy. And congratulations to that client. And the other point that I want to say, what you said there is, she never thought that was what she needed. She never thought that was the gap, because we are in our tunnel vision, so we can't see it for ourselves. And it needs somebody on the outside to help us see it, or to tap into the unconscious mind that knows and get that information.
And the thing that I learned in the training that I am really implementing in my life, and you talked about this at the very beginning, how do I use the training to help my clients? I wasn't aware of the fact that the unconscious mind doesn't recognize not. It hears everything you say as if that's what you want, and or everything you think. And
So to clarify
I
there, it
wasn't
doesn't recognize the negatives.
So I wasn't aware of how much I was, when I was thinking about things, when I was planning and being reflective, how much of that negative stuff I was holding or bringing up. And I have found myself just switching out of that. So when, you know, when a client comes to me and I say, well, what do you want? The first thing I usually get is, well, I don't want this. And I don't want this. And I don't want this.
Yep.
And I said, okay, now think of that. Every time you say that, I don't want conflict. What your mind hears, your unconscious mind, is conflict. They don't hear that not part in front of it.
They hear, so, I want conflict.
Yes. So we need to rethink that. And I think that's a really important strategy and something that I continually work on that now.
Yes.
To notice those when I'm doing that.
Because you have the awareness. And so you know, the thoughts will come and you have the awareness around it to go, nope, I'm going to switch that thought to what I do want.
Yeah.
And until someone teaches you that, how do you know? It's just the use of the English language. And it's so true that people often know what they don't want by experience. And yet that's what they keep running around in their head. And the unconscious mind just wants to serve.
Yes.
However, it doesn't hear the negatives. And so it just keeps hearing that I want, I want, I want. And because it wants to serve, it keeps giving you more of that.
Right.
And so for anybody who's listening to this going, oh my goodness, that's me, or I've been complaining about, I always get this and I don't want this, ask yourself, what's the thought? What is the thought that you're having before experiencing whatever it is that you're saying that you don't want? Because the thought is likely exactly that, and the unconscious mind is gifting it to you. Mm-hmm. And now you can take that and shift it. You know, I work on it, you work on it. It's such powerful information to have, to know that the way we word things, the linguistics of how we word our own conversations inside our head, is that important in getting us the results that we actually want.
Well, and it's even how, and I'm not, you know, this is not just unique to the timeline therapy and hypnotherapy and NLP work, but how many times do we keep telling ourselves all the bad things, all the things we didn't think we did right, all the things that we wished we'd have done differently, all the coulda, woulda, shouldas in life.
And the beating ourselves up over it.
Yeah, the more we keep playing those things in our mind, it only makes sense that's going to deepen, as you say, that neurology, those neural pathways. And so when we have a thought like that, it's going to go right down that negative pathway. The beauty of neuroplasticity is you can create new ones anytime you want.
Yes.
So again, yes, we've all got an inner critic running, and maybe we're never, ever going to banish our inner critic. But when we hear the inner critic, now I say, whose voice is that? And what is an alternate to that? What is the reality to that? And then repeat that message to me in my own head, repeat it to me in my own head. And I think those kind of things are the practical day-to-day things that we can all work on that don't require a whole lot of time, but do require some attention and focus to make positive changes.
Absolutely. And it's just having the awareness that we can actually have conversations with ourselves in our own mind. And I've always said it's very healthy to do that. It, you know, in days gone by, it might have landed you in some kind of asylum. However, it's actually really healthy to have a conversation with ourselves and check in on our inner thoughts and reword them, rephrase them. Because as you said, the neuroplasticity is so powerful. It just takes 3 repetitions. Right. Of what you want in order to create a new neural pathway. So when you figure out what it is, and very often it's exactly the opposite of what you just said you don't want.
Right, right.
And then repeat that 3 times to yourself to create that new neural pathway. And then you deepen it every time you continue to say it to yourself.
And I think that inner critic, Melissa, just really comes to the surface when we're going through difficult times.
Yes.
And so that could be, you know, it doesn't have to be divorce. It could be if we're, you know, if our child is struggling, if there's a health issue, if there's a, you know, you lose your job, or you have a conflict at work, or, you know, any you have to move, or any number of life situations. That's when we sometimes let down all of our guard and just let that inner critic run loose. And we do, we beat ourselves up over and over
Right.
again. And
Right.
yeah. And going into therapy and telling those stories out loud over and over and over again is not healthy or helpful
Right.
in a lot of situations. And therapy is absolutely good. It's absolutely something that people should consider, but it's not the only option.
Yes.
And there are other ways to do things potentially quicker and more effectively.
Yes. And what I have always said is therapy is really great at bringing things to awareness for people. Because so much is going on outside our awareness. Let's face it, 90% of our mind is unconscious, which means it's outside of our awareness. And we're acting based on our programming 95% of our day. So there is a lot going on outside of our awareness. And so therapy helps to bring things to our awareness. And once we have it in our awareness, then it's a question of, okay, now what's the right tool for the job? Do I
Right.
want to do this the gentle way, the easy way, the fast way? And that's where timeline therapy is so powerful. And timeline therapy releases the stuffed down negative emotion of the trauma, of the negative incidents, etc., in your life once and for all. It's not turning us into robots and saying we'll never feel emotion again. We will feel emotion in the present, and ideally we allow it to be processed through the body and released rather than stuffed down.
Right.
However, we can release everything that has previously been stuffed down because society's taught us to do that and now we know better, and do that with so much ease and grace without having to rehash all of the negativity of it and relive it in our nervous system.
Right. Yes.
And that's why you love this technique. It's why we love it. And every single human being can benefit from this. And it's not that every single human being must do a timeline therapy session. We just want to get it out there so people know that this is an option for them on their healing journey.
Right. And even something, if people are hesitant about this, go to your workshop about get to know, what is it, your
It's
unconscious,
called Meet Your Unconscious Mind,
meet
which
your
we
unconscious,
run
I was
once
going
a
to say, get
month.
to
Yes.
know your unconscious mind. That is a phenomenal workshop to just give you a 30,000 foot view over the whole concept. And one of the strategies that Melissa and Billy teach in that is the anxiety protocol, is to get rid of anxiety. And you will be amazed. It takes like what, a minute or two to do the exercise, or you can do the sun strategy, whatever it is, a couple of minutes, and you just walk out and you go, I got this. I'm not worried about the future. Because again, you're working with your unconscious mind. So be sure to take in the workshop. It's definitely worthwhile, because it's so eye-opening.
Thank you. Yes. And I'll make sure that's in the show notes because we run it once a month. And yeah, with so many of our techniques, the setup and explaining it and teaching people, how to be prepared for the actual technique takes longer than the technique itself because the
Right.
unconscious mind is fast. It is so much faster than the conscious mind. And so, as you said, the technique itself is 1 to 2 minutes, literally, to clear someone's anxiety about, acute anxiety about an event coming up. So,
Well,
yeah.
we did with my client the other day, we did the we released the seven negative emotions, and we did four limiting decisions slash beliefs that she had. And she goes, well, how long should I book off? Like 2.5 hours? I said, no, we'll be through this in an hour. Don't worry. And she was like, no, there's no way. Sure enough, we were done in an hour. And she goes, I feel so good right now. She said, I just feel amazing. Like she used the word, like you said, lighter. I just feel
Yes.
so much lighter right now.
Yes.
So yeah.
Yes. And I've had one of our clients has said, not only did they feel lighter, but it was quiet up here. And we hear that a lot. And one client actually said, I didn't realize before that I had the washing machine, the dishwasher, and the dryer, and the vacuum all running inside my head all the time. And now they're all turned off.
What a great analogy.
Right? And so we don't realize it because we get so used to it, just like you don't see your children grow, et cetera, et cetera. And then
Sure.
when it's gone, it's like, oh my goodness. And just think of the energy that is being wasted having to deal with all of that in your
Yeah.
head. And then when that's all gone, the energy that you get back And you were talking even before we started recording that you are, working with your clients and shifting your language and seeing how your clients are responding. And one of the words that you're using is energy. Energetically, how does that feel? Or how are your energy levels? Because energy is a word that, I hear so often. I have no energy. And all of that stuck emotion is causing blockages in the body, which stops the flow of energy in the body. And when we release it, that energy can flow again.
And it's funny how ancient cultures and societies had that understanding, and we've lost it over time. And now it seems like there's a Renaissance kind of that. I'm not sure if that's exactly the right word to
Resurgence.
use. Resurgence, yeah, of that, where all of a sudden people now are starting to recognize that, yeah, there is energy, and words are energy. Everything is energy.
Yes, we're energetic
And
beings.
yes, and what we choose to do or not do with that energy is going to dictate how we feel about the situation. And you're so right. If you go into you we can go into a room of complete strangers, and we can sense within a millisecond whether or not it's a warm and welcoming environment, a hostile environment, and an unsafe environment. That's energy. That's energy in you communicating with energy there.
Yes,
Everything.
exactly. And as we clear our stuck energy and we have energy flowing again, that just elevates us in our energetic field. And guess what? We then resonate at a higher level, and we attract in other people also resonating at a higher level. So this work is so powerful, and I love, love, love how you're bringing it to your clients. And so I would love to also have you share just how, in working with your clients, you're creating this opportunity for them to step into self-growth through this, their whole divorce proceedings.
So I start out with my clients where they are. And a lot of my clients are in a very overwhelmed space when they first come to me. So I don't necessarily start talking about the timeline therapy and the NLP work specifically as entities at the very beginning, but I do start introducing the concept of the energetic response and what's your energy, what are you sensing? So I really encourage clients to start doing that. We talk a lot about the NLP model. We talk about the filters because and I know you're the expert on this. I can't remember the numbers. I remember there's this huge amount of data coming in, and there's like 128 that actually bits that actually get
So
intake.
it's 12 million coming in, and then yes, that is deleted, distorted, and generalized down to 128 bits per second through our filters.
And so we talk about that, and we talk about, those filters when they're dirty, the information isn't traveling. Plus, it creates that cognitive bias, right? You're only seeing what you want to see because those filters are only letting certain stuff through. So we start exploring. If they say, "Well, my spouse always," or "My kids never," or whatever, we start playing around with that, and kind of setting up the idea that there are some options, there's some ways that we can do this. I don't do any of this work with clients until they're post-divorce, and there's some reasons for that that have to do with being subpoenaed and having notes and records and things like that. But once people are finished the divorce process, I think that's a natural place to do this work, to get energetically rebalanced, to get clear those filters, to get rid of those limiting beliefs, and then to have your values aligned so that you are ready to step into the next version, next best version of yourself. And that's my goal. And it's not all of my clients are going to proceed through. Some of them might be going different directions or doing different things, but I leave it open. And if people want to find out more, then we have a call and we talk about it. And I've been really surprised, Melissa, about how many women, because I mostly work with women, how many women are already somewhat knowledgeable about this or have explored this, or maybe they're people that meditate a lot or people that follow, you know, have learned more about different healing modalities, different energy work, different energy healing. And they're really very open to this as a complementary form of self-care and being able to move forward and position themselves for whatever success looks for like for them in the future.
Yeah, that's beautiful. And what I really love is you don't do the change work until after the divorce proceedings are settled. And I fully understand the need for that. However, you're still introducing some of the concepts through the process, such as the filters and having them begin to understand why they saw it as all his fault. And that's where the filters were skewing them and putting them over onto Victim Island and running the horror show. And as you plant the seeds and explain to them how their mind works, they can start to lift themselves out and see that, oh, maybe there is another way. And then, yes, once the divorce proceedings are done, you introduce the opportunity for the actual change work to take place. However, even without the change work, you are gifting them a much more graceful process of moving through their divorce because you're starting to open them up to the fact that they don't have to live on Victim Island. They don't have to run the horror show, and that all of that can be tweaked and adjusted to what they do want moving forward. And that's empowering for them even through that process.
And some of the NLP techniques are really helpful as well. You know, we do. I did some anchoring with one of my clients. You know, different things like that, different tools, different communication styles. If you're focused on NLP, can really help to decrease conflict and just make you confident that when you get into a situation that you are being responsive rather than reactive. So there's all kinds of tools that you can access, and they're tools that you can use throughout life. You can teach them to your kids. You know, they're not complicated and they're not complex. And I think you said this already. People are like, well, this can't be the answer because it's so simple. But sometimes just changing a word, you
Yes,
know,
absolutely.
that and but switch is a big one. You know, if you walk in and say to somebody, yeah, you've been an okay husband, but I really didn't appreciate my time with you. I mean, that's way different. That if that's a that's a very negative comment. If you say, you know, you have there have been times when we have had disagreements and times we've got along, and I'd like to continue to have a good relationship. That's a completely different meaning. So yeah, absolutely.
100%. And I love that you mentioned that these tools aren't just for helping navigate divorce. They literally can be used in any area of your life, which is why we called the training Quantum Life Mastery School, because we can teach this to kindergartners. And I truly wish that that was happening in the school system. It would make everybody's life easier, including the teachers. And it can be used in any industry. So the skills that you're teaching, yes, they're for self-growth and can be applied in whatever line of work or career someone may choose to shift into, go into, or continue wherever they're at in their world post-divorce. And that's what's so wonderful and powerful about it. And the other question that I had for you is just if you can share some support options that you are offering to help people cope with post-divorce challenges. So maybe you've got some examples of what you've done or how you see this work helping people through that post-divorce challenge. Just tap into that in a little bit more detail.
Yes, and I think if you've been through divorce or if you know somebody that's been through divorce, there is that kind of void or that sense of where am I going? What am I doing? I tend to work with women who are in their 40s, 50s, and older. So some of my clients have been married for 3 or 4 decades, and now all of a sudden you're a single person, and it can be overwhelming. Like, who am I? What are my values? What do I want to do? What am I passionate about? Or if I'm trying to make a change and nothing's happening, why is that? Is it because maybe the values aren't clear or the values aren't aligned correctly so that you're focusing on those top five in each category? So you're really getting, like you say, the juice that the unconscious mind is focusing on them. So every client that I work with post-divorce is a little bit different, and every program is a little bit different to support them. The goal is to make the changes that they would like to see made simply, easily, and effectively. That doesn't, and again, it doesn't require a long-term commitment. We're not talking a, 2 year therapeutic relationship here. We're talking maybe a month, 30 days. And for the mini breakthrough, the divorce reset, it's 3 hour-ish sessions, and they're very relaxing, they're very calming. It's all done online, nothing's recorded, so it's very confidential and private and comfortable. And it's so customized, and I know your work as well, the same with your clients. It is so customized that we can focus on whatever you want to focus on to help you move through whatever challenges you're experiencing. And so there's so many ways to go about it, but I think if you do at least, I recommend for my clients at least the kind of the mini package, which offers the intake. We talk about the issues. We come up with how you do your problem. We think about that. We get some of those things in place. We look at the values, and then we do the timeline therapy, which releases the negative emotions and the limiting beliefs. And then the final meeting that we have is a hypnotherapy session where we develop the suggestions that you'd like me to include in the hypnotherapy that are forward-thinking, positive, and are going to help you reach whatever goal that you've set for yourself.
I love that. And question for you as I'm listening to you talk, I know that you bring, clients through their divorce proceedings, and then this is an offer for after the fact. What about people that are divorced and they might have been divorced for a while and they're struggling to find their way and they've never worked with you? Would you be open to working with that category of people on this post-divorce reset?
Absolutely. I think that, and as a matter of fact, it's kind of interesting because the few clients that I've had that have gone through it, or a few of the clients I've had have gone to it, have reached out to other women that they know that are kind of struggling with this post-divorce stuff, and they've said, go see Marty. So yes, I am starting. It's
Awesome.
not a part of my business that I'm like putting out there in marketing, but I'm finding word of mouth. I'm getting quite a few inquiries and clients that want to do that. The other side that I'm seeing a little bit is the weight loss hypnotherapy. I've had a few people request that as well. So I'm really excited about this. I'm excited about the possibility of expanding this and doing some more training with you and Billy, Melissa, but also being of more service for people to offer a wider range of services in this area.
Well, I love all of that. And congratulations on you always up-leveling yourself so that you now can truly help people navigate what is an awful time in their life with so much greater ease and grace and come out on the other side standing in their own power. And kudos to you for offering that. And it really does set you apart from all the other coaches. And so, anybody listening to this, if you know someone going through divorce, if you've been through divorce, reach out to Marty if you are struggling to find your feet again and step into who you were always meant to be. Marty will absolutely be the person to help you get there. So, Marty, I love to ask every single one of my guests this question, and I've asked you before, and I've never had the same answer twice. Today, what does don't wait for your wake-up call mean to you?
Today, don't wait for your wake-up call means every day we should be doing something to improve ourselves. Whether it's health, wealth, spiritual, emotional. We've got to be doing something every day to move forward, to get better, and to live the best life we can.
I love that. Beautiful. And if people want to get hold of you, and I hope they do, what is the best way for them to be able to find you and reach out?
The best way is still going to be through my website. It's www.divorcecoachforwomen. That's the number four, divorcecoachforwomen.com. And you can just click on the contact me button, and I would be happy to get in touch with you. We can chat, talk, and see what services I could offer or what you might be needing.
Beautiful. And I have that in the show notes. And you've also very kindly offered a gift, the resilience building blueprint. Would you be able to just talk about that and let the audience know what that's all about?
I think it's kind of a fun journaling exercise. So it's got a little gratitude journal built in it that asks you to list three things that you're grateful for. I'm really big on that as well with my clients. But the resilience building has you, it's a journal. So the top of the page, each page, it's 28 days. Each page gives you a little exercise to do, and then you write about the physical issue of doing the exercise or the mental issue of doing the exercise. And then at the end of the day, there's a reflection point where we are a reflection question that basically, after you did that exercise, what did you notice shift inside you and how did you find you're more resilient? So one of the things is do a random act of kindness, hold open a door at the grocery store for somebody. And then, you don't really think that's a big thing, but then we know research shows that's a huge thing for our brain to get that recognition. It gets that hit of dopamine for doing that. It gets all that positive. You feel more connected to humans around you. So it just has you do things like that to really recognize what you do and what you bring to the world.
And how, when you slow down and pay attention, that it actually shifts how you feel, as you're saying. So I love that. What a great exercise for people to, and especially at this time of year, for people to just slow down and pay attention and notice how these things do impact us physically, emotionally, mentally. So I love
Yes.
that. And as we wrap this episode, I've loved this conversation. Are there any last words of wisdom, Marty, that you would like to share with the audience?
Don't wait like me until you're 55 years started doing this work. I think it is so important to talk to other people and explore options, take training, attend free workshops. That's the best way to find out if things work for you. And if you feel called to do this, then do the training, get the certifications, get the credentialing, get the expertise, and then spread your wonderfulness with the world around you.
I love that. Thank you so much, Marty, for coming on the show and sharing what you do. It's been wonderful to have you here again. And to the audience, thank you for tuning in each and every week. You are here because you care about your health, because you want to grow and improve yourself. And feel free to share this episode with anybody else that you know that needs to hear it. Thank you for investing this time with me on the Don't Wait for Your Wake Up Call podcast. I'm so glad you joined in. If you can take 2 minutes to share this episode with someone you think can benefit and have a positive impact on their life, that would be wonderful. Please leave a review by going to your favorite podcast listening app and let me know what you enjoy or would like to hear more of. It will support me in my effort to bring the possibility of natural healing to a wider audience and help disrupt the sick care system we have today and make human health a global priority. Health is your true wealth.